Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm LaVon Breland, founder of Urban Glory Campaigns and host of Eastside Radio, and I'm welcoming you to our broadcast again tonight, this wonderful night after being away on my sabbatical. I'm glad to be back. I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better because of the power of the Holy Spirit that is dwells itself within me. And tonight we have an exciting lesson, a new subject of teaching, and I want to get into the word because it's going to be a little longer than the other lessons that preceded. And I want you to get as much information, and I want you to experience the quality of the Holy Spirit that I'm experiencing in journeying and recording this dialogue. God bless you, and thank you for listening tonight. If you're listening by internet and you need to get off the internet for some reason, or you need to go someplace, well, listen to us by phone. Pick up the phone and call 646-595-4877. Again, that's 646-595-4877. I believe that the Word of God is the power of God unto salvation. As I proclaim the Word of God, I'm able to go into the lives of many individuals that I cannot see by faith through this particular ministry, where you can download and listen, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. But how can they hear without a preacher? And I dare to be that preacher, to preach to the preachers and to inform and to educate them as the Holy Spirit affords me the understanding to go throughout the Scriptures and rightly divide the Word of truth, because you know that the Scripture is of no private interpretation. Well, tonight we're going to be dealing with what the Lord has impressed me to enforce this year particularly. This has been the year of the manifestation, which we've entitled the Great Manifesto. And generally on the first broadcast of the month, I would deal with the subject matter pertaining to the Great Manifesto. However, I've been impressed with the Lord to go in another direction this particular month and kind of deal with particular doctrines. And so we're going to be, and like I told you, the Lord impressed on me to be a diligent doctrinal teacher, instructor. While I was away, the Lord began to share with me some new truth, not necessarily new truth, but truth that is relevant pertaining to my life, and not only my life, but pertaining to the ministry in which he has set me responsible for. As a result, I have a new drive in me, glory to God, to be able to share with the ministers and to give them some scriptures that I believe will help them afford the confidence needed to profess the sacred vocation for which they stand. And so in order to do that, we're going to go in some new types of teaching that are going to enhance the teachings that we have already established and set in motion through this ministry. And of course, you know, on Sundays we do ministry development, so this is going to be a ministry development training. On Tuesdays we do timeless teachings, and then we have Thursdays, which is our prime time, which gives me the opportunity to share with you some theological studies and things like that. I am a theologian. A theologian just simply means one who studies the Word of God and studies the things of God and makes it applicable for the time and the dispensation, which they've been entrusted with to be responsible to carry out the Word of God to the generations that present themselves. So, as the ministers of the gospel, this particular broadcast is designed to minister to the minister, as I've been called, and to discuss the things pertaining to the Word of God. Are these sermons? Absolutely not. Are these teachings? Absolutely. These are teachings that have been established and organized in a systematic fashion so that you can go systematically through the Word of God and then take and abstract the wisdom necessary for its applicable use to the people who you've entrusted to represent the church on behalf of. And so I am excited about the Word of God and excited about the direction of this organization. And I'm going to continue. I would also like at this time to personally thank the president of Urban Glory Campaign, Selena Olivia, for giving me the opportunity to recruit and to rest and to refuel, if you will, so that way I can be able and apt to present more messages to you. Some of you who do not know me personally do not realize the amount of teaching that I am responsible for on a yearly basis. And I have various curriculums that I've written, but the Holy Spirit has empowered me and called me into this vocation. So I have a greater strength and a greater capacity to stand under this anointing, under the particular race, where in the Average church, the pastor speaks about 50 times a year. I speak 50 times in 2 months based on the radio broadcasts, the teachings, the Rhema Group University in which I instruct, and also the church planning projects and the evangelism tools that I do as a minister of the gospel. So there's a lot of teaching that I have, but the Holy Spirit always regenerates me and informs me of the directions in which He wants to go. And again, I want you to journey with me for the next coming 6 months as I go into another era of teaching. I believe that this particular teaching is going to help the ministers of the gospel. One, be equipped with the right division of the Word of God. Number two, be empowered by the Spirit of God as we begin to communicate together, of coming together in a camaraderie amongst the saints of God. And so, number three, I believe this is an opportunity for you to link up with others of like precious faith. I have a ministers association called the National Assembly of Urban Worship Leaders. We are set to worship God in spirit and in truth. And so those are the two areas.